The North Moravian town of Pribor has begun renovating the childhood home of one of its most famous sons, the founder of modern psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud. Freud, of Austrian Jewish descent, was born there in 1856, and this year in May, the town will celebrate the 150th anniversary of his birth. Jan Wellinger has more.
150 years ago, Sigmund Freud was born in what was then the Austro-Hungarian Empire, today's Czech Republic, and in May, his native town, Pribor, will join Vienna and London in celebrating his legacy. In Pribor, that has meant, above all, restoring the home that belonged to Freud's parents, a project estimated at around 4.5 million crowns, that's the equivalent of about 200,000 US dollars. Earlier, I spoke with Milada Podolska of Pribor's town hall to find out more about the project underway. I asked her how difficult preparations had been.
Basically, there have been two areas in which the town of Pribor has been involved. One, the preparation of celebrations and events in the spring, and another, the renovation of Freud's home, which involved finding the necessary funds. It wasn't at all easy. His family's property was only reobtained by Pribor last year, when it was bought back from a private owner. As a result, it is only now that it has been declared a cultural heritage site. We missed out on EU funding, though. Originally, we hoped to turn the home into a wider centre where symposiums, for example, could be held. In the end, we had to downscale our plans. The main emphasis now has been to faithfully restore the property to appear as much as possible as it did back in 1856.
Celého toho velkého objektu, kterému říkáme Centrum Sigmunda Freuda.
Milada Podolská says that the town still hopes to gain EU funding in the future, now though organizers are concentrating on preparations for the spring. A monograph on Freud's connection to Pribor, for example, will be published, and this February the Czech Post will issue a commemorative stamp. Then at the end of May, following the anniversary of Freud's birth, a series of delegations will visit the site of his home, and there will also be a visit by the Czech president.
All year we've been preparing for the event to make more people aware of Freud's legacy, including where he was from. We are now in contact and cooperation with museums in London and Vienna and hope it will have a positive impact. The event is also important for Pribor in terms of boosting tourism. Unemployment here remains high, at 11%. It may sound a little crude, but celebrating Sigmund Freud is important for Pribor for economic reasons as well. It should bring an added boost.
Milada Podolská of Pribor's town hall there, ending that report by Jan Wellinger. And Jan, how long did Freud actually live in Pribor?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Daniela, and the answer is not very long. Just 3 years after that, he and his family moved to Vienna. But as they say, first is first.
Right. Thank you for that, Jan.